نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد دوشي پڑھنے کی نماز نہیں
For everything, there is a method, there's a beginning, a start, and there is also an end, a conclusion, and then there's the middle phase, part. So, mostly our elders, their style is such that every person, he prefers the thing in the in between, in the middle. He likes that more. The example I'll give to you is you go to buy something and normally you'll say they shouldn't be too expensive, shouldn't be too cheap, something in between. Always a person looks for or wants the thing in between. Not too expensive, not too cheap, just the right balance, medium. So if you ask for something, no, that shouldn't be too expensive. Just if it's just in between, the price is just appropriate. So in between the middle, Allah Ta'ala has put something very good. That person, he likes and prefers more the thing that's in between, in the middle range. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us Ramadan. He has also gave us the beginning of Ramadan. He's given us the end and also given the middle of Ramadan. So in the beginning, Allah said, this ashra, the first third, was the third of rahmah, Allah's mercy. And the final ashra, the last third, Allah has defined it as the third, the ashra that will be the freedom. Good news, you are forgiven and you are free from hell. That's the final third, the last ashra. But the middle ashra, this ashra, the second third of Ramadan, the second portion of 10 days, that is the ashra of maghfirah, forgiveness. So we have the beginning of Ramadan, the first third, and we have the end. But in between, Allah Ta'ala has put this third, this 10 days, the middle. In this, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah has also decorated and illuminated this ashra beautifully. And this humble servant considers that this is such an ashra that in the first ashra, whatever was in the first third and whatever is in the last third will come into this. So in other words, whoever just passes this third of Ramadan, the way that Allah Ta'ala has given the purpose for this third of Ramadan, then he'll also get the beginning and the end, the benefits of both, he'll get them combined in this middle third of Ramadan. So this is important, this ashra, extremely important. And this ashra is the third of maghfirah, to attain forgiveness. This is the objective of this third of Ramadan. This is the essence of Ramadan, really, the genuine essence of Ramadan. And what does that mean? That the servant of Allah, this is the ashra that connects the servant to Allah. And the servant meets his Rabb, his Lord. That Allah is unhappy due to a person's sins, disobedience, very unhappy. Obviously, that who can be happy when there's disobedience? Nobody. So Allah is extremely unhappy with his servant due to the disobedience. He remains, but it's still his grace and his blessings that he wants to call us closer to him. So even though he is unhappy, he calls us closer to himself. That my servant, I want him to come in such a way that I'm not unhappy with him, not angry with him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this rahmah, the mercy that he gave to us in Ramadan, Allah's mercy, and in this ashra, this is how it becomes apparent, when Allah's rahmah, the mercy, becomes apparent. So maghfirah, forgiveness, means this, that I'm unhappy with you, but you are far from me, but fine, let's make up together. Let's make up together. Let's make up together directly. You, your mistakes and your errors and your wasteful talk, if you accept, Allah says, and I being your Rabb, Lord, I will forgive you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. How fantastic this ashra is. Think for yourself. So when this happens, then the servant of Allah, the slave, in this third of Ramadan of maghfirah, forgiveness, the most sinful and sinful of persons, when he enters into Ramadan, he's entered in. How does the person enter into Ramadan? That he comes into Ramadan. How? Because Ramadan, it started with rahmah. Allah started with rahmah, mercy. Because you know we say that the rain of mercy will fall. So when the rain of mercy falls, then its effect reaches everywhere. It reaches into the homes. And with that, many things get wet, because it's raining outside. But the dampness of the rain comes inside the house. So anyone's got a house, well, it's solid, strong, where it's like a mud shack, wherever it's crumbling, or it's wherever, but the rain, it creeps through somehow. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also said about Ramadan, that I'll start with rahmah, my mercy, and the benefit of Ramadan, the biggest of sinful people, even he will feel and attain that rahmah, the mercy. Everyone will get the benefit of Ramadan. There should be nobody who doesn't get the splashes of the mercy of Ramadan, Allah says. There shouldn't be anybody. So Allah Ta'ala has improved everyone in this month. Subhanallah. Allah gives a chance. Allah Ta'ala has given an opportunity. We don't know. There's no guarantee of life. We may not get another chance. What a great opportunity Allah Ta'ala has given to us here. That guaranteed, Allah says, the insan, that he will go, he can get close to Allah in a good way. Congratulations, he's deserving of congratulations. That man or woman who are following and passing through Ramadan with a lot of caution, and they're taking every step with proper thinking. Every day they consider as valuable, every moment as valuable. They don't think, though, this much has passed, time. Yes, Ramadan's going too fast, we didn't know when it came, how many days have gone. No, they're not worried about these things. Every moment, every second, if you look at it, that as much sacrifice as you can give it, and you can attain the beauty and the blessings of Ramadan. Yes, you just reduce maybe work. And you think as well that if it's going fast, then these few days, if I spend on Ramadan, what difference will it make? What difference will it make? Allah Ta'ala hasn't said, but our own thoughts and minds say that all year long we work. So much rahmah, mercy is raining down. If for Ramadan I just sacrifice my worldly things, then what difference will it make? A little bit of sleep if I reduce it, tiredness if I increase it, and hunger will increase maybe. In other words, these are sacrifices that Allah Ta'ala wants from a human being in this month. Always when you love somebody and there's mutual love and there's awareness, then that person's ready to make a sacrifice. If you want to get something, attain something, the more love you have for it, then you'll be ready and prepared to give a big sacrifice for it. Okay, fine, don't worry, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'll do this, don't worry, I'll achieve this. Maybe it's a difficult task, no worries, I'll do it, it's no problem, don't worry about it, I'll do it. What is that? That is to attain that thing that he wants. He really gets himself focused mentally and physically. So Allah doesn't say leave this, leave that. Allah knows. But Allah wants to see that which person understands this rahmah mercy will try to attain it. Yeah? That 6 hours we used to do. Okay, I'll sleep 4 hours, no problem. Okay, 2 hours I'll do Allah's ibadah. Yes? In other words, these moments, these times, these should be different. They should be different, the moments through Ramadan. And if it's the same circumstances as before, then there's no enjoyment. There's no enjoyment then, is there? Yeah, there's no achievement. There's no difference. The enjoyment is that you should be looking and doing unique and different to what you were before, in your moving, your eating, your drinking, in your anger. In everything, you should be, and you're just sacrificing everything for this purpose, this reason, that the rain is of mercy is coming down. I want to get the splashes of this rain. Do you understand what I'm saying? So for this reason, in this ashra that we've arrived to, Allah Ta'ala has brought us into this third of Ramadan. So if we don't understand this ashra, this third of Ramadan, it will pass. I think today, which fast is passed today? 16th fast. So the 6 days of this ashra have gone. So even if it's a delay, as is fine. As soon as a person understands something, he should try to attain that. Yes, better late than never, isn't it? So I'm not giving a speech, as you know. Whatever comes into my heart, I say. If not, then I'll stay silent. For this reason, before I speak, quite a long time, I think that what shall I say? Yes, I won't just speak suddenly, I'll start. Sometimes I don't feel like speaking, then I don't speak. Why? Because those words should be said that give a benefit to somebody. Yes, so obviously, if you hear, you should say, yes, you are saying the right thing, you are saying the right thing. That 15 days, if I compare, has any difference come in my life? That the time has changed. We used to eat before, in the morning, in the evening. What's the change in us? Not just the eating times. How much weight have you lost? How much weight have you lost? You're not this weight physically of the body. Even though if you've gained weight, what weight am I talking about? The weight of the sins, how much of that have you got removed? Have you removed? Have you shunned that? Do you understand what I'm saying? That how light have we become from the sins? Was that's the real burden on us. This is not the way, the physical way. I've lost some weight before Ramadan. I weigh this many kg, and in Ramadan I weigh this much now. I've lost weight. Then you will gain that again afterwards. But the real weight that you need to reduce, you need to measure. What is that burden? The burden of sins. The burden of sins, we should reduce that in this month. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this ashra in between the middle third of the, so we understand the point. Because you know, like, we like everything in between the middle path. Oh, give me that, not too expensive, not too cheap. Everything we want that's medium size and cost, etc. Allah says, okay, I'll put this ashra in the middle for you then. So the most important thing for the human being is that, which is the essence of this Ramadan, Allah says, I'll put it in the middle. What is the name? Maghfirah. The forgiveness third. The third of forgiveness. As I said to you, Maghfirah. What is this? That Allah Ta'ala, He wants to be happy with His servant, and the servant's happy with Allah, His Rabb. So it's a very great thing. Great thing. So then a person's attained Ramadan, Alhamdulillah. So for that, with your Rabb, with your Lord, ask for protection that, oh my Lord, request this, that my Lord, my Creator, you know everything about me. You are Khabir, Basir, you are all-knowing, all-hearing, all-seeing. I'm sat in front of you. So, and I accept my sins, I accept my errors, I accept my mistakes. So Allah, you are the one who gives reward. Okay, fine. Inshallah, I'll try, I'll promise. At my life, I won't spend it like before now, that due to which you are unhappy with me. So with a lot of caution, I will spend my life, and Allah Ta'ala, I won't make you angry. I won't make you unhappy. The life you've given to me, the rest of my life, I'll live according to your desire, your choice. Then Allah calls out, my servant, Alhamdulillah, you are my servant. Okay, you did what you did beforehand, what you have to do due to nafs and shaitan. Okay, but now due to my rahmah I've sent to you, my mercy that I've sent to you, Ramadan, you've accepted. I am your Rabb, I'm happy with you, and I'll forgive all of your sins. This is that month of maghfirah, forgiveness. And you didn't have this in the first ashra, nor in the last third. It was going to happen in this ashra, this third, the middle third. Yes, Allah prepared this. Allah softened the hearts the days before. So now we've arrived to here. So we need to come out of the traps of nafs. My friends, whoever has done this action, Alhamdulillah, not just Ramadan, he's got the whole year. He's achieved the whole year. And whoever doesn't do this, then the Holy Prophet ﷺ's blessed hadith states that whoever Allah Ta'ala has given Ramadan to, and he doesn't get Allah's forgiveness in Ramadan, doesn't make friendship with Allah, then there's no more unfortunate and loser individual than that person. Imagine how big a statement. He thinks, I've achieved, I've kept the fast, I've done this, X, Y, Z, I've done tasbih, prayers, nothing. Allah says, I give you Ramadan, and you should have asked me for forgiveness. You should have done tawbah. Did you repent? Allah says, no, we don't do this. So then Allah says, step back. Step back. Do you understand the point? So for this reason, let's put this in the center. Whoever has implemented this action, Alhamdulillah, in these 10 days, the middle of Asha, he has become successful, that individual. He has attained Ramadan. He has earned Ramadan. He has acquired Ramadan. Yes, so this is the action that we need to do. That's all we have to do, is that to make Allah happy with us, to be safe from His adab, His punishments, to be safe from His wrath, In the Quran Hakim, Allah has explained the previous nations and the prophets and their people and the events that took place. And if you look at any event of the previous prophets, you'll just see one core message, learning. That Allah Ta'ala's displeasure, the reason for that was just one. Allah's told us in the Quran, that's this. That I also will be unhappy with you if I give you ghadab, and my punishment will be for the same, very same reason as before. This will be the reason for your loss, for my anger. Allah says, that's why you have to see Qawm Lut, Shu'aib. Whichever nation you look at, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, the examples of the prophets and the peoples, their story, the events, the real facts. Allah has presented these facts to us and explained to us that my anger is just for one reason. That time, the prophet who comes at that time to a people, وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُونَ, Allah says that they rejected him. They rejected him, they shunned him. That Nabi, that prophet, Allah said, that you didn't follow him, you didn't obey his words. You didn't listen to him, what he was saying. And you don't listen to him, you don't accept his words, and you just try to follow the life according to your desires. In the whole Quran, whenever Allah mentions the story, the event of a previous prophet, the essence, the conclusion of that event will Hazrat Shu'aib, alayhi salam, who was the brother of Hazrat Lut. And what happened with the qawm, the nation of Hazrat Lut? That why? Because his people, they rejected Hazrat Lut. Hazrat Shu'aib, he, alayhi salam, you will see that the event that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned here, this is exactly what happened. People were enjoying themselves. They were enjoying themselves in their sins at that time. And the first thing that happens with a human being is that he forgets and rejects the Prophet when he's enjoying himself. So-called. He doesn't obey the Prophet's direction and guidance. And he rejects the imitation of the Prophet. And he makes his own deen, an own religion, which is the religion of his desires, his nafs. And he increases that, expands that. And then Allah's ghadab and punishments and wrath descends onto those people. Then Allah still gives a chance to that nation, to those people, to that tribe. When Allah said to Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam, he sent him. And his examples come to my mind, so I'm sharing that with you. Take any prophet. The same events took place. As Shu'aib alayhi salam, he went and told the people the same that every prophet did. All the prophets came and gave the same message. They repeated that message. From the beginning to the end, all the Nabis, all the prophets, our Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rahmah, the Nabi Rahmah, he also came with the same message. He also told his people the same message, delivered it to them. That what path are you following? You have no knowledge of haram, halal, you have no emotions, you have no way, no method. But before that, what does Allah Ta'ala do? Yes, they thought they were happy. They had money, they had wealth, they had strength, they had uruj. They were at the heights of their powers. They had lots of wealth, big houses. And those, according to those days, yes, like we have cars, they had their own transport at that time. So first of all, the people who live there, they reject the Prophet. This is the modern, so-called modern group. In every generation, we had the modern tabaka, the modern section of society, all educated, higher class, modern, so-called progressive section. What do you say? What will you say to this in Urdu? Yes, they would consider that they were very progressive and advanced, ahead of people. We are higher in status. We are more educated. We have more knowledge. And other people, they're useless. They're extremists. They're ignorant or they're illiterate. So this group, mostly speaking, first of all, rejects the message of the Prophet. And they impose on the other people who are practicing the deen. They joke against them. They mock them. They do jest with them. They laugh at them. They try to curse them. Oh, look at your face. What is this you're wearing? What is it you've made yourself? Look at you, your style, your lifestyle. They joke and they mock that person. So because the people are practicing, then they get afraid and they want to copy those people. So they start copying them. So it's the Quran that's telling us. I'm not saying this myself. Pick up the Quran and read the events. Yes, if the Quran was here, then I'd read those exact verses and read it to you. So in the same way, that group, they lost their way in Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam. They said that, where have you come from, this man? They cursed, they were mocking Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi. He said, I am the Nabi Allah, I am the Prophet of Allah. I've been sent by Allah to you. Are you mad? What's happened to you? You can't recognize me, who I am? Understand the message, he said. They've come with a message for you, O people. What did they say? What was the action they did? They didn't reject Allah. Who did they reject? The person who came with a message. They first become his enemy first, the Prophet. What's this message you're giving to us? His message is wrong. Let's reject him. We don't believe in you, they said. We are higher than you. We have reached, we are literate, educated. Where's this jahil person coming who doesn't know how to read and write? And the language we speak, you don't even know how to write it or read it. You have no knowledge. You don't know how to stand. You don't know how to sit. And he's trying to challenge us. That what sort of belief is he trying to spread? They say, the people. Yes, so they rejected him. I'm just telling you in the style of the Quran. They said, oh Shu'aib, oh, open your ears and listen to us. If you don't take heed, you know, these people who are with you, that who have become your followers, yes, then we will treat you severely and turf you out from this environment. I'm not saying this. Who is telling you this? Allah Ta'ala, the Quran is telling us this event. Why? Why is Allah Ta'ala telling us this in the Quran? We need to look and scan and assess our environment. Allah Ta'ala, this story is not being repeated in our environment today. The same story is there. Is this not the case, our hal? Yes, aren't there the two groupings? The modern so-called advanced, progressive, moving along section. The second, third. So where have you come from? So how has this been divided? One is that group who says that these are backward people, backward, waste of time people. Yeah, are there not people amongst us who speak like that? They say, we are modern. We have arrived to the higher level. We know more than you, they say. We have more knowledge. We have technology, innovation. And you are backward, they say. Backward, you are bikar. You are useless to those who practice, just like the time of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam. So, who do they reject? They rejected Hazrat Shu'aib. And who do we reject? Imam al-Anbiya, the head of the prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we'll have to accept these things, because these are the words of the Quran. These are totally straightforward words that the Quran is telling us. That what are we doing? Do we practice the message and the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Atiu Allah wa atiu Rasul. Laqad kana fi Rasulukum. Laqad kana. Allah Ta'ala says that He's come as a role model for you, and He has said that follow me, obey me, imitate me if you want to attain success. Message of the Nabi. And we are opposing the same thing, that we want that our own deen, we'll wear what we want, we'll eat what we want, we'll pray salah when we want, how we want, we'll do hajj how we want, we will do everything, we'll earn the money the way we want, nothing halal, no, we don't recognize if it's riba or interest, etc. We're not interested. All the whole countries are drowned in interest today. And the biggest punishment of interest, riba, is that 70 times that man, he has done zina with his real mother. That is the punishment of interest. And the various forms of interest today in society, various forms of riba. Our society is all based, the platform is on sood. Not once, twice Allah has said that be ready, be prepared for war with me. Allah says, one, due to interest, and secondly, those who challenge and reject my wali, my friends, Allah says, then be prepared for battle with me, Allah says. Why? Yes, because the wali Allah, the friend of Allah, if somebody shuns him, you are then going against Allah. For example, you are against the opposing the wali Allah, because Allah Ta'ala has told you to leave some actions and you're doing those actions. That's why Allah says, I'm with that person. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. So this is the Quran that's telling us. So this Allah Ta'ala shows us as glimpses and examples. If you don't do this, this will happen. When the qawm, the nation of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam, rejected him, they shunned him. Then even today the same is being said. If you don't change your attire and dress code, we'll sack you from the job. What's this appearance you've made and you've come here working like this? Change yourself, they say. What is it that you're doing? Not here. in our so-called countries that they take this Quran and they hand the book around, who say that this is our Quran, we are the, this been entrusted to us, we are the safeguarding, that we are the people of the Nabi. In those places, I'm telling you the examples, not here, it's not related to here, I'm not speaking about here. How can we say anything about here? I'm talking about our, those places that you'll hear, that here we are, you could say, but I'm talking about those places where, for example, there's just like slavery. Those people who are meant to be the real slaves, they were transferred here, who their minds and their brains have been sold out. Then they preferred coming here, isn't it? It's because every person follows his taste, isn't it? Yes, there are many people who grew up in Mecca or Medina, families who many decades ago, and there was no water there, no food to eat there, and the hal was there that they used to sit there. I've seen this in my own days earlier, decades ago, and I was close to that era, that generation, when we used to go to Jeddah, that when the plane would land, those people would land, and then they start to become rich at that time, decades ago in Saudi Arabia. They said that when we used to sit in Jeddah, people come from Mecca or cities around, that when the plane comes and when the people come, the passengers, when they depart, their leftover goods, will take them and eat them. This was their hal. When the hajis, they come, or when they leave, and the things that are left over, will eat them. They said, after eating that, you know, when they used to throw the skins of the bananas, we used to pick up the skins and eat those, the peels and the skins of the fruit. Yes, that was the era, the generation at that time, decades ago. And now, don't look, don't ask the uruj, the heights. But yes, sometimes a person will go down, sometimes up, sometimes the cracks will open, and a person falls down. There's not always heights. It's a very temporary life. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. Very temporary life. Only a few days long. We've only got one message. Every Nabi came and he said that, look at me, follow me, and understand the message that I have brought. Unique point I'm telling you. That more than 100,000 prophets came. They all said, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. Every prophet. Who told you? They said, Wahi has come. The angel has come with revelation. Yes, Imamul Anbiya, he stood on the mountain and he said, Qulu la ilaha illallah, believe in Allah. They said, who is telling you to say this? Who has told you? He said, not I. He said, I've seen this. I've been instructed. I'm not the one who's just telling you and the message has been shared with me. I've seen it with my eyes. I've seen Jannah, I've seen hell, I've seen the punishments that I am telling you, the words that I'm sharing with you, the education I'm giving to you, I've seen it physically. We are in his ummah. Yes, the previous prophets, they had heard, the angels told them the wahi. But we are the ummati of the prophet who has seen with his eyes the azab, the punishment of this action is this, the punishment of this action is this. Our prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw, subhanallah, say subhanallah. So our responsibility, we've just finished our responsibility, we've shunned our responsibility, understand that our holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I haven't just been told these things, informed these things, I've seen these things and come back to earth. I was shown this demonstration that the punishment for this and is this, in your ummah you will have people who do this action, there'll be modest people, this punishment, whoever does this action, this will be the consequence, whoever does this action, this will be the consequence. So, if the previous nations were told the knowledge, Shoaib, they said that we will do this to you. And those who follow you, your followers who their appearance is like yours, their face are like yours, then we will deal with them. Those useless people are following you, they don't know how to talk, how to eat. That we are people who are advanced. The people rejected, as Shoaib said, we know how to eat and drink, we are happy, we are rich and wealthy. Yes, and yes, you think you've become so high level now and you're telling us how to live our life and how to do and what not to do? You're instructing us? They shunned him, they rejected him. Look at Allah Ta'ala shan from where? Always, whenever rejection arises, when a Nabi came, a Prophet came, and then always you have the other group at that time who reject him. And at the same time, those who follow him, who obey his words, are those who had, they had poverty, etc. And they were simple people. Because the other people have money and wealth, they're maghroor, they're proud, they think they can change the laws and they can change the principles according to their power and their strength. Yes? That, for example, a person should never consider that he should have a status that's high that takes him down. That, oh, why should I come down and submit to you? My business will go downhill, my lifestyle will go downhill. So they always shun and reject the path. So the prophet of the time, when he comes and says that, look, this is haram. Imamul Anbiya, the head of the prophets, if he said, this is haram, this is haram, this is haram. Today, those same things are halal in our minds, in our lives, and we do them. Man tashabba biqawmin fawwamin. He said, beware, how dare you have come? You are my qawm, my people, my nation. You need to look at me, imitate me, my lifestyle, my face, my parents, my libas, my dress code, walking, talking, you have to imitate me. Man tashabbaha biqawmin, if despite having the Quran and believing in me, despite that you imitate someone else, then man tashabbaha, I am your Nabi, I'm telling you, that after you pass away in your grave, then you will be included amongst them. So today, does anybody believe this? Today we are hearing about the story of Shoaib al-Islam, his nation. We are amazed. Look at those people. Why were they punished? Let's look at ourselves. We need to look inside ourselves. In this place that's happening, or that's happening there, we're suffering. Look at the history before this. Go before that. Pick up the pages of the Quran. Look at Shoaib al-Islam, what happened to his people and what's happening to us. Yes? So this much dhulam, oppression. Can you imagine that this is not a minor point I'm making? Who are we rejecting? Who are we shunning? Who are we not believing in and listening to? We are shunning and rejecting the head of all the prophets. We are disobeying his words, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers, never should a person think that you can be happy in any portion of your life. You can be saved in this world or the hereafter by disobeying him. The question doesn't arise. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Never imagine this is a big ditch that you've fallen into and a trap you've fallen into. It's a big deception. The Quran is screaming out and telling us, wallahi, every page tells us this. That don't disobey Allah. If you disobey Allah, the things that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is defined as haram, and awful, if you've done those things, even if it's a so-called minor thing, then you're finished. That person's finished. He is finished. His house is destroyed, that human being is destroyed. Doesn't matter how much he worships and ibadah does, there's no value in that person. And further, Allah Ta'ala has given a person an open playing field that they were against Hazrat Shoaib alayhi salam, they rejected him, and there were people who believed in Shoaib alayhi salam. Allah could have wiped them away in a second, those who rejected. No. Same way, this is the sunnah ilahi, Allah Ta'ala's method, that Allah said, you are free, go, if you believe it's your choice. If you don't believe, it's your choice. But my Habib says, whatever words he stated, that is the deen intact. Cannot change. And this deen nobody can reject until Qiyamah. No one can spoil his words. Man tashabba biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Whoever has imitated a qawm will rise with them. I told you this event, didn't I, before? It was a story, true story. Hazakimul Ummat rahmatullah has written this story in his kitab. That there was a person in the Arab state. There was an alim, a scholar. And he passed away. He died. Yes, and he's written, Hazakimul Ummat, he's written this in his waz, in his book. And it's not that long ago, just not too long ago, this event that took place. He was a scholar, he passed away. And just like nowadays is a tradition that inside, when the grave becomes old, then they put another person who's died in the grave. That's what happens in the Middle East, in the Arab tradition. So where there's no space, when the person's already died and buried in the grave, then they'll use that grave again for another person sometime after. So after that, another alim, a scholar, passed away. So the people said that the scholar before he was buried, he was a good, pious scholar. We'll put this scholar as well in that same piece, that portion, so that grave become old. When they dug that grave to bury the alim who just died, those people who were present, there were people that are still alive who had buried that scholar before. They saw there's no scholar there, but there was somebody with like Western features, you know, somebody who lived in the Western hemisphere of the world. They said it was a man or woman. They said, that this is an Islamic country, nobody else has come. A person from a foreign land, or a woman, a man. Who's this in this grave? That we buried this scholar is a true event that happened. Allah Ta'ala shows this hadith of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His words are 100% honest and correct. There are various things I can tell you, facts, stories that people have seen whilst they died. It was shown, made apparent, they sinned, and those things, they took interest or riba, or they lived a haram life, or a woman who didn't observe parda, or a person who shaved his beard or trimmed his beard. What was the treatment that person had? Allah shows this. I says, look here, with your eyes, and people see this. The consequences, the punishments, Allah Ta'ala makes it apparent that a person who sinned, what was his treatment afterwards? So when Allah's Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said once, that follow me, imitate me, that's it. That's the deen. Yes, even the previous prophets have passed away, as a Musa Alayhi Salaam, Isa Alayhi Salaam, whichever prophet passed, no, leave them. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you have to follow me. Me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it's me who's now the prophet of the time. And whoever lives now, Isa alayhi wa sallam will come again. After, even he, when he will come, he will follow me and he will follow my Sharia when he comes back to earth. That's it, end of story. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are in the era of Muhammadi till the day of judgment. You want to have to live with a mixture of life? Bit of before and bit of now? You understand what I'm saying? Yes, this is our deen, religion, my brothers. So, I thought about this, maybe I'll tell you further this event. So, the people who were there at that time, the people who rejected Hazrat Shoaib alayhi salam, Allah said that when it comes to this point, when the people of a prophet, the nation, when they reject, and they said they had wealth and they had buildings, and Allah gave them food and wealth and bread went into the stomach, and they started to reject when they got rich and wealthy. They said, "You're backward. You are jahil, ignorant. Why are you telling us to live like this?" They said to Hazrat Shoaib alayhi salam. They said, "You're pendu. You're from the village, from the desert, from the wilderness. Same like today." So, yes, those people who reject and who shun because they have the money, the mal, then the people, they start following them. Oh, if he's like this, let's follow him. Or the way he's practicing, let's live like him. The way that person's doing, let's do that. So people in masses, community, they follow those people. Just like today we are running after others. Come on, quickly, quickly, let's go, let's go, let's do that. Let's follow them, let's copy them, let's do this. Just close your eyes and blindly follow. Yeah, just a few people who are listening to me, otherwise no one listens to what I'm saying. Oh, they say, you know, if you speak like this to other people, they stand up and they leave. They say, "Oh, leave this, yeah, let's get out from here. We don't want to hear this," they say. They leave. Oh, change the Mulana in the masjid. And they change the Mulana, the poor man. They change the Mulana. When he speaks the truth, yes, the committee, the people, those who eat and drink, you know, you see this condition everywhere. You speak like this anywhere in a place, then Chaudhary Sahib will tell you. Or you have to speak like this, the committee chairman Chaudhary Sahib says, you speak like this. If you talk about deen and religion, we'll just get you from your neck and chuck you out of the masjid. Yes, so how will that, for example, the person in Pakistan, for example, came to mind, they say, if you speak about Nawaz Sharif, that will get you from the neck and tough you out from it. So he'll never talk about Nawaz Sharif. He knows that it's all haram and unlawful, but everyone's following because he's got money. He's got money. This is the nature of insan. Allah is saying that, oh foolish people, who gave the money to this person? This is temporary, this money in his pocket. I put it in his pocket, Allah says. Yes, just a temporary thing that notes the money, and you're following this person, running after him. And if you follow those people who've got money today, you think they're high level, high status, they've reached and arrived, they're advanced, they're modern. Allah says, look my Quran, such qawm, previous nations, many of them came before. What was the hal then? How did I treat those people of Shoaib alayhi salam? Yes, when they rejected and they mocked him and they came to disrespect, dishonor, they said, oh, we'll get you out of here. We'll pick up your children, we'll kidnap your children, we'll do this to your women if you don't listen to us and take heed and stop giving your propagation and dawah. Yes, because that's when the qawm becomes dirty and impure. Subhanallah. Then Allah said, fine, fine. Then the Quran tells us what happened after that. Imam Razi rahmatullah said, three punishments came suddenly on those people. How many? Three azab came. On which punishing for what? Bima kanu yakdhibun, because they rejected the Nabi. This is what the Quran is saying. This, the Nabi of the time, they stood up against him, stubborn and arrogant, and they rejected him. Today, if we look around us in many homes, many sectors, son is like this, daughter's on a different style, you're on a different lifestyle. You cannot dare to explain to your son to practice. Yes? You cannot explain to him, you cannot to give the deen to your daughter. You can't dare to explain to your son that if you leave salah and you say to him, pray salah. Oh, it's okay dad, we live here, I'll pray one day. You can't dare to tell your son. And you're feeling in your heart that my children are wrong, my daughter is wrong, they're off tracks. But you don't have the capacity, the strength. Why? Because the sins and the disobedience that's inside you, and you have immersed yourself in the intoxication of sin, that you don't have the audacity now to challenge your children. This is azab, this is punishment. When a human being gets to this position, that inside a house, a family, that the roots of disobedience, and then you're seeing that there's disobedience. What disobedience? The Allah's sunnah. You are living your life against His way. Your wife, your children, all your family. But you don't have the audacity. You wear the topi and your dress and you wander around at tasbih. You go to the masjid and you do dhikr and apparently you show people, subhanallah, I'm this, and fasting. But you cannot dare in your own home That sin that's taking place, you can stand and say, my family, you are doing wrong. You shouldn't do this. Am I right or am I wrong? Tell me. Is this our deen? Is this religion? So what's the reason? This is what the previous nations used to do. So a person has no fear at all. He loses fear and shame. And he says that, what can I do? If they don't listen to the mother or the father, the children, then who are they going to listen to? Yeah? That person can't even tell his family. You are feeding the family, giving them bread, chapati, clothes. You're paying the bills, doing everything for the home. You did before, you're still doing it. Even then they don't listen to you. For this reason, because you don't listen to Allah. And that's why they don't listen to you. You are the biggest thief yourself. You started the theft and the wrong in the home. So when this society becomes around us and a person is lost in sin and vice, somebody directly, somebody indirectly, somebody this way, but whoever's immersed in these sins, then Allah Ta'ala doesn't leave those people. So Allah says, Allah wants pure, 100% pure deen. What purity? La ilaha illallah. That's it. Allah wants that. Okay, oh, we've done a lot of sajda, prostration, prayed salah, wore the topi, wear the thawb, and you die. And Qiyamah day comes. And will Allah say to you, go to paradise? Allah say, come to the side, I give you a balance. I gave you four children, Allah will say, two daughters, who gave them? Allah, you gave them. Allah says, they're my mana trust. Then give you a hisab first that these children I gave to you. Allah said, what did they become? The kuwanfusukum, Allah says in the Quran, that your children, you save yourself and your family from the fire of hell. Allah said, I gave you this task, duty, and you used to feed them haram. And due to you, yes, then they used to do haram actions. They used to discard the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet. You used to yourself tell them to leave that. You gave them encouragement. You couldn't dare to tell them that they're doing wrong, that you come in front of, don't come to me with this appearance, in this attire. You didn't dare to say that. That was this not the life of the Sahaba Ikram, noble companions? That any son, did they ever accept a son that used to go against the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Did they ever accept wrong actions from the children? Yes. So why have we become like this, my friends, my brothers? Say subhanAllah. Why? Are these things pinching you, what I'm saying? Those who are listening, forget about you, those who are listening around the world, thousands in USA, Canada, this country, that country, this part of the globe, that part of the globe. First and foremost, you'll be asked. I prayed salah, Allah did 4 or 5 hajj. Allah say, I can see you used to pray namaz, you used to go on hajj. Kuwanfusukum ahli nara, Allah says. That your children, they stood in the line, they're about ready to go into hell. Though who did I give these children to? Allah will ask you on the day of judgment. Did I give you these children to someone not on the deen? To a person who had no faith, no iman? Did I give it to a person who has no iman? I gave these children to you, Allah says, the family. And in your pocket, I gave you money for them, that bring them up, rear them up properly. The money that I put into your pocket, Allah says, was for your children, for your family, that bring them up in the right way. And you started earning money, you don't know what my son is doing, what's my wife doing, where is she eating, what's she not eating. And they say that we're not even Muslim, that we don't know what is Islam. And they're staunch and arrogant as they grow up, they go against Islam because you put them into that lifestyle. And you threw them into that place. Do you not know? I said to you, don't go near to a place, don't put your children in such a place where fahisha and immodesty will come into them. Yes? So can a person who goes near to sin and evil be saved from that, from vice? So we can accept this, that you kept yourself and saved yourself from the fire physically, but you took the heat. That, for example, you go and sit next to a heater, the more closer you go to the heater, will you not get the heat, the intensity of the heat? So why do we say today that we are here, we can't help it, we have been brought up in such a way. Yes, that do everyone's mad, they're jahil, they're backward. Oh no, look at these people, they're advanced and they've studied and they've reached. How has this become? Was this our standard of our Nabi, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he gave to us lifestyle? He said that follow me, follow my Sharia, follow my way, follow my face, my appearance, adopt my libas, adopt my appearance, and eat correct. When you eat haram, and you get things free, people, we run that we get free haram, then those haram things, Allah Ta'ala says, the effects of that, you put them, you sowed the seeds. Allah says, I gave you these flowers and plants that bring them up nicely, grow them, nurture them, develop them. So will a person not be asked that, look, that for example, Abu Nasal, everyone is in front of us, they're hidden now. Remember this first and first, when you get married, husband and wife and get married, that everything you did, the enjoyment in the world before, in the young life, but remember one thing carefully, I'm saying that when you get married, then after marriage, the first thing the husband and wife need to do, get onto the prayer mat, pray two rakah, salah, nafal, tawbah, la. Our previous life, we do tawbah, repent, but after today, is a new phase of life coming, a new seed you are sowing, a new generation is about to come. If I, the mother or father, don't change myself, improve myself, then the child, the mother says in my stomach, Allah, you will not be able to save them. We won't be able to save them because you've told us this in the Quran. The husband and wife who start their life like this, alhamdulillah, from their wombs, their laps, the wali of Allah will come. Hafiz the Quran, practicing Hafiz the Quran. Hafiz, not just Hafiz Quran, there are many today, but practicing Hafiz the Quran, practicing Qari, practicing Alim, scholar. Today is not necessarily just say he's a scholar. Say he's a practicing scholar today when you speak about a scholar. When you speak about an Alim, have you ever praised a person that he's practicing? If you don't, then before that you will go into Jahannam, that you praised him, you obeyed him, you worshipped him like a mushrik, because they are the people who sell the deen if they're not practicing. Does anyone speak openly like that, like I am today? Tell me. No, because without Allah, apart from Allah, I have fear from nobody. Apart from Allah. Even though I'm unwell, but I'm speaking passionately with you today. Because it's a duty, a task Allah has given to me. Okay, I will depart, but my words will continue to spread, inshallah. My brothers, wake up, wake up. Understand, death is near. I swear by Allah. I swear by Allah, Rabbul Izzat, that Allah will ask us these questions that I'm discussing with you today. We are blind and lost. We get fatwas for wrong. There's a divorce has taken place. Yes, and the fatwa comes out, that scholar said that divorce hasn't taken place. You can come back together. Alim, he's not his fault. Did you look bar before his name? Was he practicing? Did you look for the word practicing before his name? Our nafs desires looks for such people, scholars, so that, oh, you know, he's given us fatwa and he'll allow you to do X, Y, Z. Before me, that those people, the hashr will come, as explained in many hadith, that the hashr, their treatment, those who don't practice today, they're big-headed and arrogant. Yes, on the members and the gatherings, they're doing what they want. Everything Allah will ask the questions. And such a big asab for that person, from where this plant and flower, nafra, dislike of the sunnah of the Holy Prophet, hatred. Yes, it's being suppressed today, squeezed. If in the masjids the sunnah is not going to spread, then where is it going to spread from? Tell me. Where? Is there any place? So why the people of Hazrat Shu'ayb alayhi salam, when they got to that point, then what happened at that time? Three punishments Allah sent. Subhanallah. Unique azab. Allah sent the clouds. Allah sent the noise in the wind and the zalzala, the earthquake. On that qawm, those people, the clouds came. Clouds came. Can you imagine? Clouds will come with punishment. But in those clouds, in not rain, but there was fire in those clouds, and they were the rain of fire that came down. When Allah's Jalal comes, Allah sent the clouds. So those people who reject a prophet, who mock Allah's prophet, this is punishment. Allah says in the Quran that when they rejected Shu'ayb alayhi salam, his qawm, they mocked him. Then tell me, pick up the Quran, the Imamul Anbiya today, the head of the prophets, if his qawm, they walk around with a parda, they cut their beards and change their dress, and they imitate those people that Allah Ta'ala dislikes, then what azabs will there be for that qawm, for this nation? Tell me. See yourself. See for yourself. What is the azab, the punishment? So don't do it if you don't want. Allah's given a chance. It's your choice. But the Quran will tell you after this. The time will come very soon, the conclusion. You don't understand what I'm saying? Yes. So say subhanallah loudly. Subhanallah. If you understand what I'm saying. Say loudly. Yes, three punishments. The cloud came, everyone's happy. Ooh, and the fire rained down from those clouds. Allah says, not enough, not enough yet. Then Allah said, give them the boom of the sound and a scream. Allah released a wind and a scream, shudder. Millions, put millions of atom bombs together. When Allah's shriek comes, then the bodies, they go. Allah said, not enough. Not enough. That soon as evening fell, then Allah shook the ground with the zalzala, the earthquake. Allah, screaming, fire from the clouds, and the shriek of the wind, and the earthquake. Did anything remain alive? Now the Quran speaks, Allah says, it was like nobody lived there before. The rocks, they crumbled to dust. Those same people rejected. Oh, you are backward, O Prophet. What do you know? Look at your face, your appearance, your libas, your dress. We are the people. Follow us. We have reached. They were proud. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is, after listening to this verse, even then we don't imitate our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Think for yourself. Tell me. Yes, wattaqu amanu wattaqu, Allah says. Believe, wattaqu. That if this people of this village and town had akal, two things I gave them. That the two things, if they accepted, amanu wa taqu. If they had improved, fata'an alayhim. Allah says, barakatum fis samal. Fil ardi fis sama. Subhanallah. Allah has now given us the contrast. That if only you had imitated my Prophet, you accepted his words. Because you know what I would have done? Allah says, I would have opened up for you the earth and the heavens. What? Not money. Barakatuhum. I would have given you barakah and blessings. The doors of blessings would have opened up. There's no barakah in money. There's no barakah in wealth. Allah said, I would open the doors of barakah, blessing. Barakatum fis sama. Allah says, finally they knew that they thought they're rich and they're wealthy and they'd reached the high levels and status. Allah says that that's not wealth. But if they had done it for me and it followed for my sake, then they would have had the wealth of blessings of barakat. Look at that. They are all dust now, fana. Allah says, if you had obeyed my Nabi, my Prophet, then fata'an alayhim, Allah says. Barakatum fil ardi fis sama, Allah says. Walakin kadhabu, Allah says. But those people who reject my Nabi, the Sharia he has brought, and he's calling out to you, teaching you, and what do you say? And you reject him, Allah says, I grab them. How will I grab them? Just like I grab the people of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam, his nation. Understand my words? Yes, so keep on deciding as we go along in it. Yes, time isn't far. Time is not far. So Allah says, just like grab these people of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam, that's how I'll punish. Otherwise, then it's your choice. You have iman, believe, just make one selection. Atiullah wa atiur Rasul, bring that into your life. Adopt that lifestyle. Yes, Allah will believe in your Nabi. We'll follow him. Doesn't matter where we are in the world, but we will imitate your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Will we do this, my brothers? Yes. Then this is Ramadan. We've achieved. Otherwise, this is all fake drama. There's no value of this in front of me because I read the Quran and I understand the Quran. It's all drama that's happening around us. This speech, conference, Qari Sahib has come, we'll imitate him, he'll do nakal of this Quran, recite like this, he's reciting Fajr today, doing this. We should cry when we see this. We should cry. What's going on here? Tell me, what's going on here? We should cry when we see this. Yes, وَالَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا بِآيَاتِ Allah says, they reject my Nabi. Oh, if they had iman in him, and if they had imitated my Nabi, then for those, fatana, Allah says, for you, I would have opened such doors of not money, of barakah, of blessings. Allah says, I would have improved them, looked after them. Their 5 pounds would be so much barakah, and it would never end the 5 pounds expenditure. We have millions and millions of notes and treasure chests and bank balances. Allah says, there's nothing, it will just wither to dust. This is all temporary, this money that you've got. Now here's a point that I'm giving to you. What's that? Listen. For happiness and good fortune and good days, and for prosperity, you know you want prosperity. Mal, food, drink, wealth, clothes, prosperity we want, isn't it? So just measure this and assess this, that what is the measurement? This same story is telling us, if you understand what I'm understanding, I'm explaining to you. This same story Allah Ta'ala is explaining, that what is happiness and prosperity? The definition Allah is giving of prosperity. That if you have prosperity so called in your life, Subhanallah, you've got that wealth, money, children, family, you've got all assets and luxuries and comforts. What? The amanu wa taqu. According to the obedient lifestyle, yes, do you understand what I'm saying? That if you've got things in the world, after an obedient lifestyle, if you've got happiness, then after you are an obedient servant of Allah, then what is that prosperity? It is the one of barakah, blessings. This is the word of barakah. There are two types of barakah. Two types of barakah. What is that? That is the result of barakah. After that, Allah says that that happiness of barakah will be so permanent that it will never end for you. And it will continue with you until Qiyamah, until Jannah, paradise, it will take you. That's the real happiness that Allah Ta'ala is saying. What is Allah saying? Amnu wa taqu, that believe in me, obey my Nabi, then I would have opened the doors of rahmah, mercy would rain down upon you. This is barakah. Do you understand what I'm saying? That if you want to get this happiness, real prosperity, real happiness, what is that? This will be along with barakah, blessings. Allah will give it to you because you believe in me, you are following my Nabi, you are imitating my Prophet, you're not running after your children, you're not running after your family, you're obeying people, you're not worried about other people. You are concerned about Allah and His Rasul. And you love, subhanAllah, those people who love your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those children are really your children who imitate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's really your wife who follows the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise everyone else is against. Say subhanAllah. They're all against. This is the real, has anyone told you this deen before? Well, I'm telling you today. So this is the real deen, the real religion. Amanu wa taqoo la fatana. Allah says that when you do this action, then barakah, doors of blessings will open up for you. And such happiness, prosperity, that if you believe in my Nabi and believe in me, Allah says, I'll give you barakat and blessings that will never end for you. And then listen, on the other hand, there's such happiness, so-called, wa kadhabu, which is acquired after rejecting my Nabi and opposing him, not believing in him, rejecting his way, that earning that you have and that wealth that you have, what will that be? Just like the wealth of the qawm of Hazrat Shu'ayb alayhi salam. Do you understand? It would be like, what was that? Just like the nation of Hazrat Shu'ayb alayhi salam, that they had riches and wealth and assets, but they didn't have what? They didn't have obedience. They didn't have imitation. They didn't believe in Allah. They didn't obey their Prophet. So what happened to their assets? Allah Ta'ala wiped them away, destroyed them, crumbled them to dust. So such happiness, which is alongside Allah's disobedience, where you have no salah, where there's haram earnings, haram lifestyle, where there's no parda, where there's no justice. And in front of them, there's young women and they're doing wrong actions and you don't dare to say to them they're wrong. And they, if you are saving money or you've got houses and wealth in front of you about that, the Quran says that what is this? This such happiness is destruction for you and it will bring Allah's azab and punishment to you. Just like the nation of Hazrat Shu'ayb alayhi salam. Yes, is this clear now to you? Do you understand what I've said to you today? Yes, so there are two types of prosperity. One is the prosperity fake of Hazrat Shu'ayb alayhi salam's nation. One is Allah's prosperity. Allah says, when I give it to you, when you obey me and you imitate my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's the real prosperity. And the prosperity of Hazrat Shu'ayb alayhi salam's people was disobedience. And after that, ghadab, distress came. And Allah says that if you have real prosperity, then you'll get the permanent happiness and blessing. So there are two types of so-called prosperity and happiness. So listen to the nukta here, the point I'm giving here. Always when a person starts to get rich and money starts to come, he says, Allah's rahmah, mercy, Allah's fadl, yaar, Allah's blessings, Allah's giving to me. Allah's shan, Allah's glory, this is Allah's shan he sees. You see this regularly, people saying this. Allah shan, Allah's glory, I'm going umrah, sat in the planes, I'm doing this, Allah's given me this, Allah's given that, so much money's coming, going, oh foolish people, this is not Allah's glory and shan and status. Look at this, that behind this, that is the obedience to Allah, that is, are you obeying and following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Behind all of this wealth and money, then you'll see, yes, that the hal, the consequence of the people of Hazrat Shu'ayb alayhi salam, that will happen to you very soon, just wait. Yes, this is the consequences and the situation around us that we can see. Do you understand what I'm saying? So just one point to explain this. Many examples I gave to you, the whole Quran I've read in front of you. Just to explain one. What was the real point I'm trying to say? The real point in the Quran is this. That Allah Ta'ala has given us karam. We are Ummati Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if we are Ummati Shu'ayb, then we would have been destroyed long time ago. But we are so lucky in Allah's karam and Allah's mercy upon His mercy. Even then Allah has given us chance upon chance. He gives us such words and such takreer, such bayan, such points Allah mentions to us and teaches us, such places Allah sees us down. Allah has given us Ramadan. Chance upon chance. And Allah Ta'ala differentiates us before the people from before. Allah says, I'll give you another opportunity. That if you pass your life in the way like Shu'ayb alayhi salam's qawm, then I'm your Rabb. I will tell you, I'm giving you a few days. But now I'll give you a chance. Allah says, come and ask me for forgiveness. I'll forgive you. You've still got a chance. Ask.
Allah says, come, ask from me and do tawbah, repent.
That Allah says that your life will be according to your intention and desire. Then Allah says, I'll open up the barakah doors right now. I have true yaqeen that the doors of barakah blessings is not wealth, money. The doors of barakah will open through this place that we are imitating and obeying Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who imitate the ghair, Allah says, I dislike them. I don't like those people. I don't like those people who do the wrong actions. Openly say, young people, go just like you are, go where you want to go. Don't look at my face then. Yes, that's your house, this is my house, this is what I live. You don't want to obey Allah. Say openly, make it a decision. You can't have two types of lives, two paths. Am I right or am I wrong? Yes, this is Iman. Why? Because kunfusakum, you have to bring up your children. It's your responsibility, your family and your children. No second or third one say, oh, I made him and he said to me, do this and I followed him. Nobody can give water to nobody. You have awareness, consciousness. You are all listening to the Quran. All of you understand, no? Yes. So you can see, where are you earning from? That what happiness do you have in your home? No sadqa is accepted from a person. No sadqa is accepted. No zakat is accepted. No ibadah, worship is accepted. No dua is accepted. That if you are posing the Nabi and you are earning the money. No hajj is accepted. No umrah is accepted. No khairat, no sadqa, no social, nothing. All of this is a drama. That person is just pleasing his desires. I'm doing things for the society, community to hide his deen. Don't do nothing. Don't do nothing. Just do one action. Obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's enough. Don't do anything else extra. Yes, so what? Who's Allah said to you to do extra hajj? Who told you to do nafal umrah, hajj? Just do one action in your whole life. Allah says, give you one responsibility. You won't be asked when you die, do you do this? And did you save this person or save that person? You won't be asked nothing. Just man rasulaka. That do you know this person, your rasul? Who is this person? Man rabbukum wa rasulukum. That you'll be asked, who is this person? Three questions you'll be asked. That who is this man? Who is it? Is your prophet? Did you imitate him? Did you obey him? You'll be saved. You'll be spared. Otherwise not. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is Maghfirat, the third of Ramadan of Mashwara, of Maghfirat from the 6 days to pass. Take a Darwesh's hand and say, ask him to do Tawbah for you. Ask him, then get your women onto the phone. I've got a phone number all day, night that's there. Whoever calls there, Maghfirat will take place. Special hotline. Is this the case or not? Yes. So this is the purpose. Aman of Sadaqana person should listen, obey and accept. And he says, I do Tawbah, I repent. My wife, she'll wear parda. I'll tell you the honest truth, alhamdulillah, it's not the case. Approximately, big families accepted from Pakistan, I'm telling you. This deen that I've defined to you, they've done tawbah, repented. Pakistan, I'm talking about. Day and night, I do this. So tawbah, they said that we didn't know this was deen, Hazrat Sahib, that you've told us. Everybody is accepted, we want to do tawbah, repent. We've broken everything, we've changed our lives. They got the fear has come into them. And is this a minor fear, this story of Hazrat Shoaib al-Islam that I've told to you? That if we've got iman inside us, tawbah, if we've got fear of Allah, then we would not stand without doing tawbah. Everything becomes a waste after that, waste of time. It's all a deception, an illusion. So clearly Allah has told us in the Quran about the previous nations and His Nabi. May Allah Ta'ala allow us, may Allah Ta'ala take the wrong out of our hearts, may Allah whole ummah come onto one platform, may our whole ummah do true tawbah as promised in the Quran. That today if the whole ummah does tawbah, then see how I give the doors of victory for them will open up. Subhanallah. But no interest and haram in our lives and lying and fraud. We don't do any tawbah, no actions do we take, nothing positive, everything is jais, we say permissible. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Okay, let's may Allah give us some forgiveness in this Ashra of forgiveness. And what time does the fast break today? Is it time? Was it 40? 6:40. Okay, fine. So we've got a few minutes. Recite the Rusul.
بسم الله الرحمن الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعليه وصحبه ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع ربنا تقبل منا إنك اللهم اغفر لنا وذنوبنا حسنا وجدا صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.